for the purpose of critique, review, and education. It's the Huey Lewis Mix Fix Podcast, number 3. I'm WC Chronicles, your host, as we get back into the Huey Lewis Mix Fix, which I'm seeming to do every 2 weeks right now. So if you listened to the last previous first podcasts, we were looking at super selections from Japan from the late 80s, which were collections of rare, not rare, but just very hard to find dance mixes and extended mixes, and also some live cuts that were very exclusive just to that particular album. They also put out, what we're going to be looking at is that this podcast is Super Selections Volume 2 and a few other Japanese exclusive releases. So that was basically The Power Love, the instrumental coming in at 3:54, which was put out on Super Selections Volume 2. It was 5 tracks, and this was the only added track that did not appear on Super Selections Volume 1. Now, they also did put out another one, Super Selection's 5-track EP, and it had two tracks on it that were not on their previous two volumes. They had on there, which was not included, they started with, on track 4, Do You Believe in Love, a shortened version of 324. Coming in at 3 minutes and 24 seconds. Now, I'm not mentioning all the other songs that are on these other exclusive Super Selections from Japan, because they're repeats that are just exposed and played on Volume 1. Now, the last track that appears on this Super Selections 5-track EP, Japan exclusive, it mentions Working for a Living, live, coming in at 13 minutes and 5 seconds. Now, I don't have that track personally, but I found what that label is based on an Amazon page showing it. I'm beginning to have my doubts. That's probably a typo. I can't find a picture of the actual release or showing that time frame. So until someday maybe it's purchased, we'll get to share it then. But what I did find was a version of Working for a Living, probably the longest one that I've come across, coming in at 6 minutes and 39 seconds.
So why? I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living. Given cause I'm working for a living. Hey, I'm not complaining cause I really need the work, but hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car note, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Cause I'm working for a living.
Version of Working for a Living coming in at 6:39. That's one I found. Couldn't find the one that I was looking for on Super Selections. 5-track EP that says it's labeled at 13 minutes and 5 seconds. And by the way, we opened the podcast with Power Love, which had an instrumental at 3 minutes and 54 seconds. Why am I mentioning that? Because the last fourth product that I found that was in Cubicle with this Super Selections collections that they've put in Japan was a 45 vinyl single. It had the Power Love instrumental that came in almost 20 seconds longer than what's posted on this on the Super Selections Volume 2 at 4 minutes and 13 seconds. And it also has Back in Time, the Jelly Bean remix. But it's a single version coming at 3:45. Now, I can't find that on the internet. It is featured on Spotify on the collected 3D set collection, but I can't get that in my area. So maybe you can get that in your area and let us know what that sounds like or what that is. So that closes the part of the Super Selections that I've been wanting to play. Brings us into a few more Japanese exclusive releases. When back in 2002, when they released Plan B, the full album release, it had a Japanese bonus track on it. It was Plan B, the title track, coming in at 7 minutes and 18 seconds. Wow. This is one that I have searched all over and I cannot find it. But I did find a live version from 2002 from the House of Blues, Plan B Live.
Forever, word you use, always together, we can't lose. I picture the minister, bells and lace, and all of the relatives in one place. And they're riding in the midst of the party. You wanna change your mind when it's time for me to feel something. Should've known better, girl so fine. They tell me it happens all the time. Another but trouble, tip to toe. Kind of attention everywhere you wanna go. Yeah, you're the kind of girl that thinks a little about working change. If you know what I mean. When it's only one option that I'm looking for me. Let me get my head together. That's Rob Sutter on the baritone. All right, now get ready to swing. Ron Stunning's got a little something he's got to tell you. Ron Stallings on the tenor saxophone. Right, now listen close, because Marvin's got a story to tell. Devotion in attitude, and you thought somebody you had missed, and that was the one thing that you can't fix. So you tell me that you love me, then you get me out on the street. So cold. Well, it's time for me to face up to reality.
Live version coming in at just about a little few seconds over 8 minutes long compared to the Japan bonus track release of 7 minutes and 18 seconds long. So I got one more I want to do here. Back in 1991, that's when they got the release of Some Kind of Wonderful as a single. There was a music video made exclusively for Japan. it basically said, some kind of wonderful, Huey Lewis in the News, WEA, 1991, music video. What does WEA stand for? It stands for Warner Electra Atlantic. It's when there was a 1991 merger involving Time Warner AOL. So that's what that stands for. So here it is. I want to feature the audio from it because it's the only place I think you can find it. Well, at least I want to share it with you because I love it. Here it is. Some Kind of Wonderful from the music video exclusively to Japan. Audio track from the music video exclusive released to Japan back in 1991 WEA, which was it's hard to find. You could not find that really available on YouTube without putting in the right words, and I got hold of it, and I'm going to share it on my YouTube channel. You can see it down in the link down in the description down below. And if you've missed the other two first beginning two podcasts, where I review the music from Super Selections Volumes 1, Side A and Side B, you can get that down in the links down in the description. And also all the contact information is down there. So I want to close out with the last one that I want to do, mono, stereo. Everybody loves mono, everybody loves stereo. There are some very hard to find mono tracks exclusively that were released with Huey Lewis in the News back in 1980, and these were promos that were put out and sent to radio stations. This is the mono version of Some of My Lies Are True, coming in 1980, and it comes in at 3 minutes 27 seconds, well below the actual time of the album, of the 4-minute mark. So here it is. Enjoy this for the outro, and anything else, links are in the description. Enjoy.